AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. A Tulsa police officer charged with first-degree manslaughter after shooting a black man dead last week has surrendered to authorities. Betty Shelby was booked at the Tulsa County Jail just after 1 o'clock this morning and released after posting $50,000 bond. She's charged with shooting Terrence Crutcher. D.A. Steve Kunzweiler says Officer Shelby acted unreasonably.
In the matter of the death of Terrence Crutcher, I determined that the filing of the felony crime of manslaughter in the first degree against Tulsa Police Officer Betty Shelby is warranted.
Mostly peaceful protests last night in Charlotte against the killing of a black man there by police. Two previous nights of protests turned violent. Police say Keith Scott had a gun in his hands and ignored repeated warnings to drop it when he was shot dead Tuesday by a black officer. A Scott family attorney who's seen video of the shooting says it's impossible to tell from that video what, if anything, he has in his hands. His family says he had a book, not a gun. Now that we know hackers have stolen sensitive information from at least 500 million Yahoo account holders, the company says if you're affected, it'll be contacting you. Here's our Mike Gracia.
It's believed to be the biggest hack ever at an email provider. At least 500 million Yahoo accounts were breached in a break-in that dates back to 2014. Yahoo's blaming the hack on a state-sponsored actor, meaning someone working on behalf of a foreign government.
Leprosy has been diagnosed in a student at a Southern California elementary school. Health officials are telling worried parents the disease is easy to treat and hard to transmit. Emails were sent to parents at the elementary school where classrooms have been sanitized since the initial diagnosis. This is AP Radio News. The first presidential debate is Monday night, and Donald Trump's aides are preparing him for what they think Hillary Clinton may try to do to him. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
Trump advisors are trying to steel him for the likelihood that Hillary Clinton will aim to get a rise out of him on live television in front of what could be a record-setting audience. The Republican has long lashed out at critics in deeply personal ways, especially after a perceived slight. Clinton has raised that habit as evidence that Trump is too thin-skinned to be trusted with nuclear weapons and other presidential decisions.
A new study that examines some major health care proposals from the presidential candidates finds that Donald Trump's plans would cause about 20 million people to lose coverage. That same new study finds that Hillary Clinton's plans would provide coverage for about an additional 9 million Americans. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.